Hey, it's Coach Pete. Retirement comes a lot faster than we realize it will. Wouldn't it be great to be looking forward to it and be financially secure when you get to the magic day? Well, folks, that's why it's important to work with a financial coach who understands the need for proper planning before, during, and after retirement, and why I recommend you call my close personal friend and coach in your area. And in Chicagoland, I recommend you call my local financial coach, John Kelly, at 800-477-1135. That's 800-477-1135.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions about how to safely and properly allocate your investments, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Broadcasting from coast to coast, it's the Financial Safari with your host, Coach Pete Deruta. Coach Pete and his guests are some of the nation's top financial professionals. They make it their mission to guide investors through the treacherous jungle of the financial world, showing them how to grow, keep, and leave their money for their loved ones. Coach Pete is a frequent contributor to Fox Business Network, CNBC, The Wall Street Journal, and many other news outlets. They come to Coach Pete for their answers, and now so can you. So stick around and find out how to make it through the jungle of the financial world on The Financial Safari.
And it is The Financial Safari. I'm Kit Fitzsimmons here with one of our consumer advocates, Thomas Lipscomb, as well as our national best-selling author, Coach Pete Deruta. How are you doing today, guys?
Doing well.
Doing great, kid. Hope you are.
I'm doing well.
Hope everybody out there in listening land is as well. It's been a fast-moving year, as we always say, but I really mean it. This year is flying by.
Absolutely. Now, one thing that's been coming up recently is some rules have been changing. Now, last year, January 2015, FINRA announced that they would start requiring financial advisors to change how they report on non-traded REITs. And the new rule just went into effect this spring, and people are just starting to see the effect. So I thought we'd start off there. First of all, for those folks out there who are not in the know, what is a non-traded REIT?
Well, a non-traded REIT is investing in it's a pool of real estate, basically. People pool their money together to buy big skyscrapers or the retail stores or whatever, because the retail store doesn't want to pay for the building. They'd rather have somebody else build it and they rent it from them, kind of thing. And so non-traded, though, is the part that people need to pay attention to. What does non-traded mean to you? If I give you something and I said you can't trade it, that means basically you're stuck with it, right?
It does, yeah. It makes me think that I can't do anything with it.
And that's basically what it is. So you are buying a non-traded REIT and you hope that the what you're investing in, that asset class, wherever it is, that building will be a popular one, so everybody will want to get into it. So therefore, eventually, the value will go up, and eventually, you'll be able to trade that REIT. In other words, put it back on, maybe list it on the exchange or whatever, and then have somebody want it. But non-traded means you're basically caught holding the bag until it becomes tradable, so you have to be very careful. It's an illiquid asset. In other words, you can't get the money out after you put it in until it becomes a traded one.
Now, this new rule says that advisors need to report the actual value of these investments, less commissions. And that's the important part that seems to be highlighted everywhere. So they weren't reporting those earlier?
Well, a dirty little trick is, if you deal with an investment advisor, they can't take commissions out. All right. Mm-hmm. So in other words, if you invested through a financial advisor who was a stockbroker, he could basically take out his commission out of your money. So let's say you were putting $100 into a non-traded REIT. Of course, you have to do a lot more than that, but let's just do that. So $100 should get it. Like if you go to a candy store and you put $100 bill down, you should be able to get 100 grand bars, right? Because they're a dollar each, right? Let's say
right.
that.
Sure.
But let's say that instead of you getting the 100 candy bars for $100, the broker takes 10 of them, puts in his pocket.
Okay.
Now he better put them somewhere else. They'll melt in his pocket. He leaves them in there. But let's pretend they don't melt. Whereas if you would go through an investment advisor who's not allowed to take commissions, if you gave them $100, they would give you the whole 100 candy bars because they're not allowed to take any out of your share. So unfortunately, Kit, what's been happening is people didn't realize out there they could get 100 candy bars for $100. They thought only they were only getting 90, and that was the acceptable ratio. When we talk about investing in a in any stock or mutual fund or non-traded REITs, if you give $100 or $1,000 or $100,000, you're entitled to $100,000 worth of product or investment.
Makes sense.
Now, the problem is you'd put $100 in, and your value in the statement would be 90. Because they've taken out some. So you basically, you were getting a lot less bang for your buck, in other words.
So this comes down to fiduciary duty.
Yep.
We hear the term fiduciary more and more these days, and more advisors and coaches out there are labeled as fiduciaries because it's now becoming more and more the law that they need to be.
Well, it's horrible starting behind an eight ball. Again, if you put an investment in and the broker is taking his commissions out of what you put in, you're always going to have less of a value. But they had some creative ways, we'll call it creative ways, to not show you that on the statement. Now they're going to have to tell you. If you put in $100,000 and they've taken out $10,000 for their commission, your statement's only going to show $90,000. Wow. And that's what it should be.
Absolutely.
So it's fair. It's alarming that people have been getting away with it the other way for a long period of time anyway.
Well, if you are concerned that you are not getting all the information that you need from your financial coach, maybe it's time to get a second set of eyes on your plan, a second opinion to ensure that you're on the right track. And it's very easy to sit down with one of our local financial coaches right there in your area. The number to call is 800-604-1099. Again, that's 800-604-1099. We'll put you in contact with the financial coach right there in your area so that you can ensure that you are on the right track to that successful retirement. Make sure you're getting the education you deserve. Give us a call at 800-604-1099. And we've got a great interview with your local financial coach coming up on the Financial Safari.
To contact our local trusted advisor in your area, go to financialsafari.com. Find your financial roadmap for the future by visiting financialsafari.com.
And today's news clip comes from Fox Business, where Peter Barnes is reporting on the results of the Fed's bank stress tests.
All 33 big banks and U.S. subsidiaries of big foreign banks met the minimum capital levels or exceeded them expected under this year's Fed stress tests. But one big regional bank, Huntington Bankshares of Columbus, Ohio, landed right above the Fed's regulatory cutoff, and a few firms were close behind it. The cutoff is 4.5% for the strongest form of bank capital, Common Equity Tier 1 capital, basically cash on hand, which today is a healthy 12%. The stress test is the Fed's annual check of banks with assets of more than $50 billion and how they would be able to handle a hypothetical bad economic downturn with 10% unemployment, a 50% drop in stock prices, and a 30% drop in housing prices. All of this part of 2010 Dodd-Frank financial reforms to make sure Washington doesn't have to make any more taxpayer bailouts of banks. This kind of downturn, like the Great Recession, could, of course, cause bank losses, hurting bank capital and lending.
So this is something that we have been worried about since the banks sort of failed us so badly a few years ago. And now we've got these stress tests that are really putting the screws to them to make sure that in a worst case scenario, a 50% drop, that they are going to be okay. And it sounds like most of them are okay, although a few of them are on the borderline.
You know why it's really important?
Why?
Well, the FDIC, we've all heard about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who is the FDIC? It's us.
Yeah.
Taxpayers.
Mm-hmm.
So if something happens to the bank, who has to reach into their pocket? The bank?
No.
No, the FDIC, which is us. So we have to be very careful on that. I'm happy to see that most banks are doing well, could be doing better, mm-hmm. should be doing well, by the way. The government's been giving them free money for years now.
Mm-hmm.
No interest charge hardly at all on money they want to borrow from the Fed. And then banks turn around and loan that out for a pretty high interest rate, depending on what your credit is, or don't they?
Again, that's us.
Have you seen a credit card before? A lot of people I've seen when they come into my office, they have interest rates of 19, 20, 29% still on credit cards. That's crazy. And so how banks can't be making a lot of money, I'm amazed at the ones that aren't doing well. I mean, how can you not make money in this kind of economy? So if you're a bank and you're not doing real well now, what's going to happen if the economy doesn't go like this? Or when I say economy, I mean the free money or the great deals on money that banks are able to get right now. If they can't make money this way, what's going to happen when the interest rate environment starts to increase and banks start having to give more to the consumer and be charged more for money they borrow from the Fed?
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. So this is something that people don't pay much attention to. You just want to know when you're riding down the road and you ride by where your bank is, when you look in there and say, my money's there. By the way, it's not. It's won't back out. But it's always nice to ride by the bank building and know that it's still in business with not a Chapter 7 sign in the front window or something
exactly.
like that.
Exactly.
Okay?
Well, if you'd like to get in contact with a financial coach in your area, making sure your financial plan would succeed in a stress test of its own, you can reach them very easily. That number is 800-604-1099. That's the national hotline. Just leave your name, your email, and where you are in the country, and we'll put you in contact with the financial coach right there in your area so you can sit down for a no-cost consultation and give your plan the stress test it deserves. And if you don't have a financial plan, if you don't have the plan for 30-plus years of retirement, today's the day to get started. Again, that number is 800-604-1099. And we'll be back in just a few minutes here on the Financial Safari.